This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over the past 2 years, charter school supporters have been dealt painful political defeats in California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, and other states. G4 Security, the international security company, agreed to pay $120 million to settle a class action suit in California that it stiffed thousands of security offers on meals and breaks. Economists are favorably reacting to a tax plan released by Senator Elizabeth Warren that would impose a 2% annual tax on a household's net worth in excess of $50 million and an additional 1% on wealth in excess of $2 billion. It would only affect 75,000 households, and it would raise $2.75 trillion over the next decade, raising the tax rates on the top 0.1% to 48% from 36%, and on the top 0.01% up to 57%, roughly comparable to the average rates in the 1950s. In a 2016 survey, Pew Research found that 41% of Hispanic adults between the ages of 18 and 35 use English as their dominant language, and 40% of the same age group are also bilingual. Chief Operating Officer of Bowasa, a South African logistics company, said he handed out between $300,000 and $444,000 a month in cash bribes to senior ANC officials to secure lucrative government contracts in that country. Cash bribes were called monopoly money. Democrats in Congress raised ethical concerns about connections between Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and a billionaire Republican donor who stands to benefit financially from the Trump administration's decision to lift sanctions on the Russian oligarch Oleg V. Deripaska's companies. A new American intelligence estimate of global threats has concluded that North Korea is unlikely to give up all of its nuclear stockpiles and that Iran is not currently undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activity needed to make a bomb, directly contradicting two top tenets of President Trump's foreign policy. Researchers have concluded that China has failed to meet its own government regulations regarding coal mines to rapidly reduce methane emissions, at least in the 5 years after 2010 when the regulations were passed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.